الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فكلوا مما ذكر اسم الله عليه إن كنتم بآياته يؤمنون. وقال تعالى: ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وإنه لفسق. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الرحمن يرحمهم الراحمون، ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. وقد ورد: من لا يرحم لا يرحم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just first, as our reminders, we must not forget to read our Durood Sharif on a daily basis, at least 100 times. Reading Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the shortest Durood, will take only less than 2 minutes. Nobody can say, I don't have 2 minutes, no matter how busy we are. And then the great, great amal of Durood Sharif. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should increase it to at least 300 times. And if we make it 313, much more better. And how much more we can on a daily basis on Jumu'ah also. Try and read our Surah Kahf, at least on a daily basis, the first 10 ayats in the morning and the last 10 ayats at night, which won't even take a minute. And for great protection at this time when all fitnas are just... Like the spring of the tasbih is broken, fitnas are just coming. We will be protected toward that. And on the day of Jumu'ah, try and read the whole Surah Kahf. And if you can read the whole Surah every day, Mubarak, much, much more better. And then let us try and remember to read after Jumu'ah 100 times, Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdi. Reading that 100 times, 100,000 of our gunas are forgiven. And 24,000 of our parents' gunas are forgiven. So we should try and read that after Jumu'ah. The subject which I wish to discuss is a very important subject, and especially for the students, inshallah, who will one day be ulama, and they will be in their various places, and to make it known to the people of the world for this very important subject. Today, alhamdulillah, now it's the time of Qurbani. Eid is coming, Qurbani is coming. So the Islamic zabiha, the Islamic method of slaughtering, that is a very important aspect that we should be aware of. The importance of it and the most perfect way which Allah has given us. And not only in slaughtering, our deen in every way. Deen, which is really a way of life. There is no other, even if you want to call it religion, or any other way of life that can come anywhere near the deen of Islam. Even Christianity, when it was perfect, when it was not changed, and Judaism also. All that Allah brought, the most perfect. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. So in everything, Islam is not only the most perfect, is the most superior, is the only way. So with regard to zabiha, slaughtering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam say, Ar-Rahman yarhamuhum ar-Rahimun. Allah is Rahman. And Allah ta'ala shows mercy to those people who show mercy. Irhamu man fi sama, have mercy on those. Irhamu man fil ard, who are on the earth. Yarhamkum man fi sama, He Allah who is in the heavens, Allah is everywhere. But due to the loftiness of Allah, we refer and say that He is in the heavens, that is high up. But He, Allah is everywhere, so He will have mercy upon you. Man la yarham la yurham. A person who doesn't show mercy, mercy is not shown on him. And Islam is that beautiful deen that has shown that even to animals, as inshallah briefly in this little time we will try and explain, that see, Islam is the only religion that has taught that even animals, when we look out, when you have, even if you keep birds as pets, Islam as a religion has given instructions of how you should keep them. If you keep a cat as a pet, anything, that also Islam has given directions for that. So with regard to the animals, Islam has even taught that before slaughtering, the animals must be looked after properly. They must be fed properly. Water must be given. There is an instance when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to one suburb of Medina Sharif, and a camel came, and with tears coming from its eyes, it complained to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that my master doesn't look after me properly. He takes a lot of work from me, but he doesn't feed me. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked, who is the master? A young man came forward, and then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam reprimanded him. So even animals, even before the slaughtering, they must be fed properly, whether it's the qurbani animals or any other. And qurbani animals, in fact, moreover, we are taught that feed them properly, look after them properly, and show love towards them. They have become the shi'ar of Islam. They have become the signpost of Islam. So how not a person will show respect, love to the qurbani animals, it is a sign of his taqwa. It is a sign of his iman. So the animals must be looked after properly. And then when they are going to be slaughtered, so clear directions have come that don't slaughter one animal in front of the others. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, what do you wish to give the animal to the death? One is when you're going to slaughter it, and the other when he sees another animal being slaughtered, another animal being skinned, or skinned animals, or the blood of other animals that were slaughtered, the fear that goes in that animal. So it's a double. Islam has even not allowed that also. See that we do the qurbani properly. And then, when you're slaughtering, don't like you are slicing bread, going with your knife up and down. It must be as far as possible one clear cut. And at the most, another one, two others, just one on the side and one on the other side, to make sure that what has to be cut is cut. And in the cutting, the Sharia requires that there are the windpipe which goes down, the food pipe, and then two veins which carry blood on the two sides. The windpipe and the food pipe which are in the middle, and then the blood veins which are on the two sides. Of the four, three must be cut. If less than three are cut, only two, that animal is not halal, even if we read Bismillah in Allahu Akbar. So we must make sure we cut at least three. But in fact, we must be sure we cut all four. So with the first cut, the windpipe and the food pipe must be cut. And then one on the side and the one on the other side, so that the veins are also cut properly. And then the blood rushes out. A very important thing to understand, that whichever way zabiha is done, the actual object of zabiha, of slaughtering, is that 100% the blood must come out of the body. That is the object. The blood which carries all the poison, the toxins, especially the impure blood which is flowing in the body all the time. There is clean blood which flows in the body, which are carried by the arteries. And that is, when it comes to the heart, goes to the lungs, and all the carbon dioxide is taken out, which we breathe out. And then fresh oxygen is put. That is now new blood, fresh blood. But all the time, the dirty blood is also 24 hours, it's coming to the heart. So that is carrying all terrible poisons and toxins. And if it does not come out of the body, and then when we eat it, all that blood we are eating. That meat where the blood is left in the body is the most unhealthiest and the most untastiest. That it doesn't taste well at all. We can add our spices and make it tasty, but meat itself, that is the most tastiest where all the blood is gone out. And this is only in the Islamic way, when slaughtering. So anyway, so we should slaughter, we shouldn't like slicing bread up and down, up and down. We shouldn't do that to the animal. And according to Sharia further, lay the animal down and let it face Qibla. And we should be also facing Qibla. In that way you'll get the right position. And then you slaughter on the throat. And after slaughtering, don't skin the animal till there is still life in it. Give it time to cool down. The animal becomes cold. Not completely cold, but the life is gone out. You can see the life is gone out. Then you start skinning. Fortunately now, Allah's fadal, it wasn't very long when hardly anyone was making qurbani. People were just sending their qurbanis away to other countries. Now generally, alhamdulillah, yeah, in our country, people are making qurbani. But we should come in the habit, not only qurbani any time we slaughter the animal, but throughout the year. All for our needs, of our daily needs. Our normal needs also, we should slaughter our own chickens also. We should slaughter our own goats and sheep also. Not only qurbani time, but at least qurbani time that we should do on our own. It is stressed so much that we do the qurbani ourselves that even if woman can manage and within proper parda, not also making it a show. Another very, very sad thing that has come about with regard now the qurbani, Allah made it alive. But we went and spoiled it again with all the videoing and photo taking. Almost all the people, whether they slaughter in their backyard or whether they go to farms, all they video it. What a great pure ibadat of qurbani. And then we not only contaminate it, we destroy it with our video taking and all other things also. Islam doesn't teach wastage at all. But today, people for qurbani, then even small children who are not going to be even part, they're not going to take part, but they also go and buy boots now to wear. And they wear all a special gear for slaughtering. The woman also. All that is not required at all. We should do it with our normal clothes on the Eid day. We don't have to go and buy special clothes now for qurbani, etc. So that it should be done properly. And when slaughtering, now there are different types of slaughtering methods in the world. The one is our type, which we'll explain a bit more detail. Another type is still today, though by and large people in the world don't slaughter. It's only done in abattoirs. But still there are people in the villages, in the jungle areas where they live, they slaughter on their own. And many people, non-Muslims, they take a chopper and they chop the head off, which is also totally wrong. And there are other people, Allah save us, it's so difficult to say and even hear. The Sikh people who eat swine, pig, so it's haram pig, but it's Allah's creation. You can't make zulm even on a pig. You can't just go out and start kicking a pig and or anything because it's haram. No, it's not. It's Allah's. We're not allowed to eat it in any way to have anything. The bristles, the hair of the pig, nothing we must use. But we can't make zulm on the pig also. The Sikhs, when they want to slaughter, they usually eat pigs. Then they make an iron rod, make it hot in the fire till it's red, burning red hot. And then from the backside, they push it into the animal. Now, what zulm on that animal? You can't imagine. And worst of all, the worst zulm in the world, which is the most common method, and almost every country, the governments have made it compulsory, this most zulm way, and that is stunning. Stunning is done in different ways. They use a gun to stun the animal, give it an electric shock, or they make it go through water which is electrified and the animal gets stunned. The easy way to understand the effect of stunning is somebody takes a brick and throws it on your head with force. What happens to you? You go in a concussion. You don't know what is happening. That is what is happening to the chicken and to any other animal that is being stunned. Whether it's the bulls, the cows, or were they even some places the goats and the sheep also. So the stunning is the worst way. What to explain this, a research was made by the University of Bonn in Germany, and that report was released, and we all got that report. It was common knowledge about perhaps 20 years ago, roughly round about there. Then we had the opportunity to go to Germany and to Bonn also. And I was going to explain this, what that research was. They told me, we are living here, we know it more better, let us explain it. They explained it, which was the same which was in the report. That is, they put, they experimented on the animals, and they put electrodes on the brains of the animals to measure the amount of pain that the animal suffers and goes through. They found that what the least pain is with this Islamic way of slaughtering. And that is that when you slaughter, just like we take an injection, either when they draw blood from us for blood tests, etc., or you take an insulin injection, or any other injection you take, then just when the pin enters your skin, just enters, that's the time you feel pain. After that, there's no pain. After that, the needle is inside, they are drawing blood, but you don't feel pain. Or they are injecting whatever they want to, insulin, or medicine, or whatever, you don't feel pain. So the nerves that carry pain are just under the skin. And the minute you just pass that, the pain is gone. So when you slaughter also, and you just put a proper one slice, you slaughter, the pain is, then there's no pain. And it showed on the electrode that animal, very, very little pain, just when the knife hits it. Just cuts the skin, that's the time the animal feels pain. After that, no pain. And with the stunning, it was found, the electrodes couldn't measure the amount of pain. It went over that limit all the time. And we can well understand, if somebody hits us with an iron rod or throws a brick on our head, then you are gone in a daze. You don't know what is happening, and you are feeling that pain all the time. So when our Islamic system of slaughtering, first of all, that pain is the least compared. And those sticks who push that red iron rod through the back of the animal, how much pain there. And chopping the head off, etc. All inhuman ways. Islamic way, you slaughter like that, and then what you have done, you have cut the windpipe and the food pipe. And then the two veins which are on the side. So all the blood is coming out. And that is the most healthiest animal in which there is no blood left in it. And the most tastiest meat you can eat is that in which there is no blood. In fact, the white Christian people, white people, the ZCC people, black people, they come and they ask for halal because they know that that is the tastiest meat. And they say that they don't, not for halal's sake, but for the taste sake. And for the health sake, they will come and buy that meat and they want that meat. So that is the best meat. So when the blood all comes out when you have slaughtered now, and we see when we slaughter, all the blood rushing out now. And when it rushes out now, blood is not going to the brains now and to any part of the body. It's all coming out of the animal now. The brains, one blood. Every part of the body where blood does not reach, then that is, you become paralyzed in that part of the body. Or it becomes, it dies off that part. And the head, the brains are the head of the body, the king of the body. So and all the nerves that carry messages from the brain, all, they go here at the back. All the whole vertebrae system, they carry all the nerves to all the parts of the body. Then the brain gives messages to all the parts of the body, I'm not getting blood. The headquarters, the head of the body, and I need blood. So all the parts of the body start working very hard to send blood. And that is what we see, we think the animal is suffering when it's kicking its legs after slaughtering. And the bird, when it's the chicken, when their wings, they are fluttering their wings, kicking their legs. We think the animal is suffering of pain. Not at all of pain. It is they are sending all their blood. They are working harder. So the last bit of life, for example, if an emergency comes here, and we all, hey, we have to attend to this, all are running pell-mell, this way, that way, trying to do what we have to do. Like that, the wings and the legs work like that, to strive. And as they send it, it's all coming out here. So almost 100% of the blood comes out in the Islamic way of slaughtering. And therefore, it is makruh that you slaughter an animal, you slaughter the whole head off. Because then the nerves which are at the back, you're going to cut them also, and that messages won't go through then. So you should not. And this happens if a person got a heavy hand and with chicken. With the chicken that the neck, the throat is so delicate, so small, that just a little bit more pressure and you'll cut the whole head off. So you must be careful, especially with a goat it won't happen, with a cow, bull, camel it won't happen. But with the chicken, easily, if you just put a little more pressure, you'll cut the whole head off. That should not be done. It's makruh to do that. So that nerves at the back, they can still carry the messages through. So when all that blood comes out, it is the most healthiest animal, meat to eat, the most tastiest. On the other hand, the birds, animals which are stunned, then the brain is now brain dead. The brain is not functioning, not giving any messages. And 99% of the blood remains in the body. And only about 1% when you slaughter, a trickle of blood comes out. And that is the most unhealthiest. It looks outwardly like in all matters. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, Rahmatullah Ali, was a judge of the High Court in Allahabad when the British were ruling India. He said that the new zamana, this modern zamana, outwardly it looks very nice, but inwardly it's the worst. We are in a modern, primitive time. We are in Ayyami Jahiliyyah, but just with all a fancy way. So with the stunning, to our eyes, it looks the animal got no pain, outwardly. But it's the most pain. And that experiment they did in Bonn University proved it clearly that the least pain is in the Islamic, the most healthiest. So we must know this for ourselves and let people know about it. Otherwise, outwardly we look, it looks like barbaric, like slaughtering. Just like a person who commits zina, he must be stoned to death if he's a married person. A person who steals, his hands must be cut. Outwardly, it looks barbaric. Very little the need comes then to stone a person or to cut the hand. Now, it isn't the West who are drowned in sin. They say, if we have to pass this law, everyone's hand has to be cut. Until 1910, in South Africa, adultery was a crime. And in 1910, in the parliament, they said if we leave it as a crime, all of us have to be punished. Because all are guilty, all the ministers are guilty of adultery. So then we all will have to be punished. So they abolished the punishment. What is the thing to stop the crime? That they abolished. And they allowed the crime to carry on. This is the stupid, filthy way of every way which is besides an Islamic way. So in any case, the Islamic system to slaughter is that way. And the stunning is the worst thing. And unfortunately, we in South Africa, our chicken that we are eating, by and large, across the board, are stunned chicken. And that is the most unhealthiest and the most untastiest also. And if we want to look at the Jews, they are the Orthodox Jews still today, how they practice the religion. But they thinking they're practicing the right religion, but they're not practicing what the Torah really taught. But then too, they are so firm on it. Christians who are Orthodox also. The Jews, they demand that they want unstunned meat. And by law, they are permitted. All the abattoirs, they don't stun the meat which the Jews. But Muslims, we are not worried. We don't demand it. We don't. Those who make an effort, they go and fight a court case. And they are permitted. Who are slaughterers also, abattoirs they got, that you don't have to stun. It's possible, but we are not worried. We are not concerned of the halal and the food that we are eating. So anyway, so we should be very, very conscious. And we're especially now, Qurban. And yeah, Qurbani time, alhamdulillah, madrasa, since many years now, we have Qurbani at the madrasa, and the object of starting it was at that time, Qurbani wasn't common amongst our people. So to encourage people, we started it. But the SPCA, who are the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, they come every year without fail to inspect. And when they see the system that we have got, they are so pleased with it, they say you are far above our standards. What we require as from the government side, your standards are much more higher. And then the rules and regulations of how Qurbani must be done, according to hadith, it is printed and it is put up there. They take photos of that and they say, we will tell all the other abattoirs to follow you. You are setting the trend for us, the right way you are doing. So that is the Islamic way which we have got. Whether it is the zabiha, the slaughtering, or anything else, let us realize we have got the most perfect way. And we shouldn't opt for the most perfect, and we go for the worst way of stunning. And by and large, we are all eating that meat. All the takeaways, they only sell that bird which has been stunned. And all the people also who buy from the supermarket, just because it is certified halal, they say certified halal, but it is all the stunned, any chickens which are certified halal. So the stunning is very, very harmful. So we should try and abstain and stay away from that completely. And always have meat which is unstunned and which is slaughtered. And if we get used to it, we all can manage. There is a doctor in Mpangeni, in Natal, who only slaughters himself, keeps his chicken, feeds them until their system is cleansed of all the wrong feed also, which are given to the broilers, the normal chicken which is slaughtered, which we eat. He cleanses it up, and then he only eats that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There is a very important aspect of Qurbani now also, and our zabiha, which should be for the whole year. Allah Ta'ala says that eat meat on which Allah's name was taken. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Eat of that in which Allah's name was taken. And in the stunning, which is also a fact which they all admit also, every animal hasn't got the same resistance. The voltage of the current they are giving is the same for all, but the resistance of the animals is not the same. So many die by the stunning. And then when it is being slaughtered, a dead bird is being slaughtered. One alim who went, and he signed an affidavit of what he saw. Just at random, he took off 5 chickens to check. 3 of them were dead with the stunning. 2 were living. And if that were, they were not taken off, they would all have passed and been slaughtered and passed as halal, certified halal. But in actual fact, they are not halal. They were dead before the slaughtering already. And in any case, even those that are still living, you slaughter, you'll say it's halal, but it is the most unhealthiest. All the blood is left in that animal. So let us come to our Islamic system in all our matters. Bring Qurbani alive. The Qurbani, the spirituality of the Qurbani. Understand the history of Qurbani. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, Ma hazihi al-adahi ya Rasul Allah? O Allah's Rasul, what is this Qurbani all about? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. From Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam it's coming. Allah Ta'ala says that, Irhamu man fi sama wa man fi al-ard. Have mercy on those who are on the earth. Even the birds and the animals that we slaughter, have mercy on them also. We have to eat meat. Allah made that system. But slaughter, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, that when you slaughter, then use the way we ahsinu zabihikum. that when you slaughter in the most beautiful way. And Islam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing can forget coming near, nothing can match it, nothing can come near it. That is the perfect way. So let us not suffer from any inferiority complex. Worse, let us not follow the way of the kuffar. Many places still, our people, they shoot the bull, the cow, the bull, and then don't shoot. That's stunning. That is also stunning. Don't do all that. There are ways which is easy that you can get a big animal like a big bull. But there are ways that you easily and you slaughter it without difficulty. So Allah, let us learn the proper way and do all our matters properly according to deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.